All right, gang, get your books out. It's Weatherbrains 101 class time again as Brian Peters, a.k.a. Professor Peters, tackles evaporative cooling.
Weatherbrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There are all sorts of processes going on in the atmosphere, one of the things that makes it interesting. Evaporation and condensation are two important but opposite processes. Evaporation is a physical phenomenon in which a liquid or solid is transformed to a gaseous state. Condensation, on the other hand, is the process by which a gas becomes a liquid or solid. In meteorology, evaporation is restricted to the change of water from liquid to gas, while the term sublimation is used to describe the change from solid to gas, as well as from gas to solid. Evaporation is a cooling process, so we often hear those words used together, evaporative cooling. When considering water evaporating into air, the wet bulb temperature, as compared to the air's dry bulb temperature, is a measure of the potential for evaporative cooling. The greater the difference between the two temperatures, the greater the evaporative cooling effect. When the temperatures are the same, no net evaporation of water to air occurs, thus there is no cooling effect. Probably one of the simplest examples of evaporative cooling is that little shiver you may feel even on a warm day when you step out of the shower. The evaporation of the water from your skin cools you down. Evaporative cooling can play a big role in the atmosphere in severe storms and in winter weather situations. As a downdraft of precipitation falls toward the surface, dry air mixes into the saturated air, causing cooling to occur due to evaporative cooling. This makes the downdraft colder and denser and will accelerate the air toward the ground, resulting in a convective wind gust that may be damaging. In the winter, precipitation falling into a dry layer near the ground will help to lower air temperatures, and that could change the temperature profile to one supportive of snow, sleet, or freezing rain. That's Weatherbrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.